Episode, we reached a retro Hugo ceremony.
Yes.
We made reference to the Hugo ceremony.
Yes.
What happened at the Hugo ceremony?
Well, I still have more to tell you about the retro Hugo. The presentation was as an echo of Orson Welles's radio drama, War of the Worlds, complete with ads for a cure for con crud, news reports of explosions on Mars and shells landing, the sinking of the dreadnought and the eventual arrival of Martian war machines outside the Excel Centre where the convention was held. And we all told, don't panic, all will be well. Eventually, the Martians started dying of con crud, so it was lots of fun and a very nice homage to the original radio drama, which incidentally was actually repeated in the decades after 1939 twice in South American cities with much the same consequences. Yes.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And there were a lot of sessions during the Worldcon on radio dramas and podcasting. Mm. I attended a presentation by the producers of a series called Spring-Heeled Jack, which will have a third season in September. And the producers played excerpts, and the drama won a gold ogle for the best fantasy horror production, audio production for last year. So I chatted to the producers, and I was just leaving, and I was accosted by an enthusiastic young man from the University of Illinois who wanted to introduce himself and shake my hand. Curious, I thought. But apparently he's producing a monograph on R.A. Lafferty and was inspired by an article I wrote for the Australian Science Fiction Review second series more than 20-plus years ago.
And so he sought you out?
He sought me out, and what's more, I'm getting an academic citation. I just couldn't believe it. It was one of many really interesting things that happened at the Worldcon. I went to a panel on the future of fanzines, very interesting discussion, and there was some interest in Electra, the electronic apper we're planning, because I ran off some leaflets to hand out to potential overseas members. And I picked up fanzines from various fanzine fans, Sandra Bond with a giant, Christina Lake with Head, and, of course, Mark and Claire with the latest Banana Wings, amongst others. And I ended up joining a mob of British fanzine fans on Saturday afternoon at one of the con hotels nearby. So we had a few drinks and a bit of a chat. Sunday was fun. Phil Foglio was there as one of the exhibitors. And I'd missed out at the Australian Worldcon, but I caught up with him. And I took part in a girl genius radio drama he'd written.
Right.
We were given the scripts as we arrived on the stage, so there wasn't much chance to prepare beforehand.
Yeah, but that's radio drama for you.
Yeah, and I got to play Crosp, Emperor of All the Cats. A small part, but a rich one. He gets all the best lines. And for a couple of days after that, people around the place came up to me and said, oh, look, enjoyed your Crosp, thought it was really good. So I was sort of feeling pretty good at this stage and enjoying myself immensely. The Hugo Awards ceremony came at the tail end of the Worldcon. It was beautifully hosted by Jeff Ryman and Justina Robson. There was some controversy because first they got a big name media personality who was going to host it, but they didn't. And it was very well presented. The Brits couldn't resist increasing the tension by deciding just before they announced the winner of the best novel, which is like, you know, the main prize, they'd play a game of Mornington Crescent. And the slight change to the rules, you could only name one of the tube stations if it had appeared in a science fiction story. And they carried this on for 2 or 3 minutes, I think, much to the annoyance of any Americans in the audience, but the rest of us enjoyed it immensely. And that went well. The cabal that tried to use social media to get people to vote for them clearly lost out. The choices, and if you look at the voting records, most of the first round votes clearly went to what many people would consider probably the best in their breed. There was a rejection of the old white male and a celebration of the diversity of interesting science fiction and fantasy that's being produced at the moment. So it's lots of fun. I must say, I was so impressed by Petra, who organised the volunteers. I know she was out partying with the large number of Croats till about 4:30 in the morning, but at 9 a.m. she was there staffing the volunteers' desk and looking a wide awake, capable and cheery. What a woman. Extraordinary.